Welcome and thanks very much for coming to the seminar tonight. My name's Tom Scott-Smith and I'm Associate Professor of Refugee Studies and Forced Migration here in the Department of International Development. And it's my pleasure to chair this session this evening, which has been arranged at short notice to close our seminar series on Destination Europe. And we organised this additional event in response to the announcement last week of a new agreement between Turkey and the EU, an announcement that declared the need to break the link between getting in a boat and getting settlements in Europe. We don't know exactly what this deal is going to look like, but according to the announcement, it's likely to be based around the following principles: to return all new irregular migrants crossing from Turkey to the Greek islands, to resettle for every Syrian readmitted by Turkey another Syrian to EU member states, to speed up the disbursement of the 3 billion euros pledged to Turkey's response, to accelerate visa liberalisation for Turkish citizens, to cooperate in humanitarian assistance within Syria, and to prepare for the opening of new accession negotiations. We have on the panel today seven experts to examine both the legality of this agreement and some of its political ramifications. I'm going to introduce them all to you now, and then they will go one by one as we proceed through the session. To begin with, immediately on my right is Guy Goodwin-Gill, Emeritus Professor of International Refugee Law and Emeritus Fellow at All Souls College, Oxford. He's the author of the indispensable book, The Refugee in International Law, and today he'll be giving some of the legal background and discussing situations of mass influx and how they should be handled. Next on the panel, we have Catherine Costello, who's Associate Professor of International Human Rights and Refugee Law here at the Refugee Studies Centre. She's recently published a new book entitled The Human Rights of Migrants and Refugees in European Law. And in her comments today, she'll be focusing on the European Convention of Human Rights and the prohibition on collective expulsion. In a moment, we'll be joined by Alexander Betts, who's Professor of Forced Migration and International Affairs, Director of the Refugee Studies Centre, and a Fellow of Green Templeton College. He's the author of Protection by Persuasion and Survival Migration, and he'll be looking at the global dimensions of this deal and the impact of containment strategies on refugee protection in the region. Following Alex, we've got Jeff Crisp, who's a Research Associate at the Refugee Studies Centre and former Head of Policy Development and Evaluation at UNHCR. He's going to be giving us some historical context into our discussions, looking at some of the precedents of the deal in relation to the long-standing efforts of states to curtail the spontaneous arrival of asylum seekers in their territory. Our fifth speaker will be Frank Duval, Associate Professor and Senior Researcher at the Centre on Migration, Policy and Society here at the University of Oxford. He'll be looking in more detail at the Turkish context, commenting on the socio-economic conditions of refugees in Turkey and the attempts of Turkey to prevent unauthorised exit. Each member of